This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first full week of early summer. Full moon week, the Daddy Long Legs moon, and the second week of the sun in Gemini. The Daddy Long Legs moon becomes totally full as it rises at dusk today, passing overhead throughout the night, cooling the evenings, but still inviting walks and courting and memories in its light. As the moon comes up shining in the east, Venus offers counterpoint as the giant evening star in the far west. And Jupiter, in Libra along the southern tree line, balances Polaris in the north. Under this Gemini sky, after peonies come in and the flowers of the yellow poplar open, past the decline of poppies, then the last leaves of the canopy cover almost all of the United States. When the high foliage is complete, the clustered snake root, a favorite haunt of Daddy Longlegs, hangs with pollen in the shade, and parsnips, goat's beard, and sweet clovers take over the fields, and orange daylilies lead the season of lilies. Elderberry bushes and catalpa trees flower along the highways, and cow vetch, wild parsnips, poison hemlock, motherwort, yarrow, and the rough Canadian thistles bloom. Petals of mock orange, honeysuckle, lupin, and Dutch iris fall to the garden floor. Osage and black walnut flowers come down in the rain. Maple seeds spin through the air like butterflies. And the last sweet gum cases tumble down as the sweet gum leaves push them off to grow. Under the closing canopy, late springs, garlic, mustard, columbine, geraniums, ragwort, chickweed, and catchweed all die back, their yellow foliage dividing May from June. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early summer. In the meantime, watch the full moon rise into the Gemini sky and find Venus shining in the far west at dusk. And to follow June day by day, you can purchase my June day book on Amazon. Find it by searching under Bill Felker.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.